The water issue is being held hostage to climate change. Elizabeth Colbert is the author of Field Notes from a Catastrophe, Man, Nature, and Climate Change. She's at her home now in Western Massachusetts. We've just heard, Elizabeth, from Linda Gradstein about how water shortages are straining Israeli and Palestinian communities. I wonder if you could tell us now what climate scientists know about how the Middle East climate is changing now and how that's likely to further affect water supplies there.
Well, the predictions for the Middle East and, in fact, for the whole, you know, what's called the Mediterranean basin are that that area is going to dry out, continue to dry out as the world warms up. So we would expect to see an increasing risk of drought in that area.
And in terms of the larger picture, how are worldwide water supplies going to be affected by climate change to the extent that we know?
Well, what we have a pretty strong idea of is that places that are already dry are going to get drier, and places that are already wet are likely to get wetter. That's a sort of general rule. Now, when you go down and bore down into individual areas, it gets much more complicated to do the prediction. In general, what we're seeing is northern latitudes seem to be getting rainier, and southern latitudes seem to be getting drier.
So, for instance, looking at an atlas, then, would there be a graphic way that you can describe how things would be changing?
Well, one thing that we know, for example, is that a region called the subtropics is expanding. So there are these two belts around the world, sort of roughly, you know, Tropic of Cancer, Tropic of Capricorn, and those are dry areas. So those are areas that rainfall tends to avoid. And those are moving, shifting towards the poles. So that is affecting, that's going to affect places like the Mediterranean basins, places like the American Southwest, places like Australia. So you see that those arid bands, what are called the subtropic, are shifting towards the poles by, you know, a significant distance.
Are there places in the world where water supplies will actually be improved by the change that global warming might bring?
Yes, quite likely. You're quite likely, you know, going to see parts of the world where overall rainfall is predicted to increase. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't also have periods of drought as the climate changes. And the other point that I need to make, and it's a really important one, is that if your climate is continually changing, so you keep adding CO2 to the atmosphere and your climate just keeps changing, then, you know, you may benefit temporarily. Your region might temporarily get more rainfall, but eventually you might also see reduced rainfall. So in general, there's this notion of drought sort of spreading from the equator toward the poles as the world warms up. And one of the key things to remember is unless we stabilize CO2 concentrations in the atmosphere, we are not going to stabilize the climate. We're going to have a climate that's continually changing.
So because the climate keeps changing, CO2 levels keep changing, your weather, wherever you are, might keep changing for better or worse.
Exactly.
You have written so much about this issue. I wonder, Elizabeth, if you can tell us of an area that you are particularly watching right now.
Well, I think one area that's really interesting is Australia, where they're having a very serious drought, very much predicted by the models of climate change. And people in Australia are very worried that this is the future. They're seeing the future, and it really has had a big impact on politics in Australia. And it's a country that, like the U.S., had declined to sign the ratify the Kyoto Protocol, but now has, and now is very, very robustly, you know, debating what to do about their carbon emissions because they can sort of see how it's affecting them right now.
And they know for sure that the drought and the tremendous amount of fires that devastated much of the east in Australia last year are connected with climate change?
Well, you never know these things for sure because the weather is a complicated phenomenon, and until you get very long-term data sets, you know, you can't make these connections, as you say, for sure, but it is what you would predict. It is what was predicted, and now you're seeing it. So that's considered pretty compelling by climate scientists, by any scientist.
Elizabeth Colbert is a staff writer for The New Yorker. Her most recent book is called Field Notes from a Catastrophe. Elizabeth, nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You can find links related to the connections among water, climate, and security at theworld.org.